Hello, this is Randy.
And this is Ashley.
And we are Create the Leap. We are a mother-daughter team channeling information for the age of omniscience. So this podcast, this We Podcast for you, is a Q&A session. This means that we were asked a question, and we were asked a question on Facebook about how you shift and choose an alternate timeline or even a universe, because the more they teach us on the age of omniscience that we have very many options and very many iterations of ourselves, that relationships can be shifted along with ourselves as we shift into a completely different universe when we become different people all throughout our lifetimes here on Earth. So the person to answer this question, or we would say the entity to answer this question, is Co. They do speak as a plural voice, but Co is here to help us understand more about soul relationships and soul organization. So soul contracts are sort of those agreements we make from the non-physical that translate and filter down into our physical reality. So it's sort of, yes, we have soulmates. Yes, we have those destined relationships, but they are more at play in our multidimensional perspective than we sometimes realize from the physical. So, enjoy this response to the question that Ashley presents in the session, and we'll see you on the other side.
So, knowing that we have multiverses and a variety of soul contracts with people, the question is, how do you tap into the most loving, most romantic, most connected version?
So this is an excellent question, because the question is almost framed in two parts. We would say that this feels very much like a phase three question from a phase three vantage, because there is already an agreement of the dual universe. The agreement of the dual universe is stated because there is a question about the most, the best, the happiest, the most loving. All of that is supposing that there is one that is less loving, there is one that is inferior, there is one that is not as happy. And there, those opposites create a desire, the human desire, the ego's desire, to have something that is better, to have something that is larger, to have something that is more expansive. We would say to you that there's so much of the dualistic universe still very much alive in your mass consciousness, because you are evolving. Even the age of omniscience is evolving, is trying to go further, is trying to expand. And that is a very important construct to your physical universe. It is a dualistic universe. Once you begin to phase out of three and more into four and five and six, you are understanding the illusion of the dualistic universe. You are not so bound by them in your own personal experience. You may still wake up and agree to a physical body with a non-physical component. Even that is in a dualistic universe. But the question is also, the spirit of the question is asking, of all the iterations that you exist as in a relationship, in a soul contract, how does one get to the one that feels happier, that feels more loving, that feels the most romantic? And we would say to you, it is easier than you think, because the ego, in creating that idealistic relationship, is also determining that that idealistic relationship is always further out than your perception. Because when you were looking at your relationship now and you were saying there is lack, I want it to be more romantic, I want it to be more loving, I want it to be happier, you are ignoring the ways that are already happy, romantic, and loving. So the way to reach a version of you, a universe, a reality, a timeline of you that is feeling satisfied, that is feeling romantic, that is feeling happy, is to look for those ways in which you are already romantic, happy, and loving. So what happens, a few things happens with that. When you shift your focus into a sense of integration, in other words, you are not creating an ideal that is so far out into your future. I will be happy when I am in a more loving relationship. I will be satisfied when I feel that I am being complimented every day. Those are all conditions that the ego and a dualistic reality is setting, a conditional reality. When you agree in integration that the now contains all that you are needing, you can forego the ego's desire. It is a perfectly noble and important role of the ego to say, I want more, I want more, I want more, I need this, I need this, I need this. It is the ego's role to determine growth and expansion as much as it is to recognize lack and limitation and fear. Growth and expansion can only happen when there is a contraction. Expansion can only happen when there is a contraction. And it is the ego's role to constantly be looking for expansion by pointing out the contraction. So we would say to you, how do you find the reality that is the most idealistic? We would say get rid of the idealism. Because when you let go of the idealism and you look for those things in your now that create contentment, that create peace, that create tranquility, that create satisfaction, you will find that it is not so far out in the future, that it is now. And the more you find elements of that in your own life, in your daily life, in your now, not in the future, not when you end a relationship that you're in, not when you are single and only when you find your partner will this happen, but now, one of several infinite things will happen. Either you will, the relationship that you're in now that might be more centered on that dualistic relationship, the relationship might be a soul contract that is teaching you about fear and lack and contraction so that you may grow, expand, love. That relationship may dissolve because it may mean that the more you focus on now, the more the universe molds itself literally into that version, that alternate timeline of you being satisfied, of you being content, of you looking beyond that idealism because you are already in an idyllic reality. So the relationship itself might change and you might find yourself in a wholesome, beautiful, most perfect relationship with yourself and your reality, which means you shift into a timeline that is satisfied, not just by external conditions and external realities, external relationships, external soul contracts, but from your own perspective of your dream, where you were loving so many, a myriad of relationships, that they all bring you happiness, they all bring you love, they all bring you satisfaction because you are noticing the satisfaction that they exist as already. Which does mean that you shift into a timeline immediately, as soon as you find that you love and something makes you happy from a current relationship, you have shifted into a happier version of you. As soon as you let go of there being a ultimate most anything, you shift into a relationship of satisfaction. You are integrating less in that polarized duality of there must be a best and there must be a worst. As soon as you shift into that middle point, integration of right now is what I am wanting, is what I am needing, then you are letting go of the ego's grip of there must be something better, there must be something better, there must be something better, there are conditions in which I must adhere to. So we are saying that this is very much a phase three relationship. The looking to the middle point and the contentment and the peace and the tranquility of integration is very much a part of phase three. And then you begin to expand your awareness to the ways in which you are happy, not just from a singular partnership or soul contract, but from a myriad of co-creations. You open yourself up to ways in which you become happy, not just from one person, but from several. And this is also a wonderful way to observe the way the ego works And we would say to you that even if the ego could put you in the most idealistic relationship, when you come into something that you might, several versions of you ago, might say is the most idealistic relationship, you would come into that and you would understand that it doesn't exist, that it is an illusion. The happiness can be very much a part of your now and not so much a part of the future, because the future is always an illusion, always an illusion, always an illusion. So we would say to you that the most idyllic relationship can be as close as now in understanding all of those things that you have now are here for you to expand, to grow, to experience, to be. And at the same time, that idyllic version begins to dissolve because you let go of the duality, you let go of the polarization, and all that is left is integration. It is the now, it is letting go of time, it is letting go of conditions, it is loosening the hold of the ego that it does not need to focus so much on the worst in order to create a best. How's that for a long-winded answer? Thank you for joining us and listening. We hope you enjoyed that and got something out of that message, that Q&A session. It's Randy here again, and we just want to speak to you a little bit about our experience in understanding what phase three is, and even going a little bit beyond into phase four, which is sort of where we're understanding where our current experience is. So we thought we'd talk to you a little bit about how the ego still exists, still understands reality, and yet we can also have a bird's eye perspective about what is going on. So Ashley, do you want to talk a little bit about your experience?
I think the biggest thing that I've noticed is the ego wants to still have that romantic and everything that goes along with that sense. And it's almost like a fear of not having that, a fear of, oh, if I see my relationships from a different perspective, from a non-physical perspective, how boring is that? I want the romance. I want the drama. So there is that experience. And I guess learning to view it from a different experience because the ego is trying to adjust.
We even had a little session this morning, and our guide spoke to us about how we can always go to phase three. We're always shifting between phases one, two, three, four, and how anytime we get into that sort of a dualistic universe, as they keep speaking about, we're coming down into a phase three. We're densifying, is a better word, into phase three frequencies, and we do it a lot. So I think we can sort of assuage the fears of the ego by saying that, you know, we're not always going to be outside of a dualistic universe. And they challenge us. They say, well, if you can come to a state of integration, then there's something that we can let go of not needing things to be the most romantic. Because I think we desire romance from a sense that we're not appreciated internally, or appreciated by ourselves, or appreciated with all other things that are telling us, you're awesome, you're great, you're to be loved. We don't need one partner anymore to say that to us. But I think we can all agree that there's that experience, that there's a fear of loss of that. So you may be experiencing that, or you may come to experience that. But anyway, we're happy to be sharing ours along with you in your journey. So if you have your own questions, please come find us. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. We also have this amazing Stellar Family Forum that is our community. It's free. You can come join it at createtheleap.com. And you can ask your own questions, and we'll try our best to offer an answer in a session and see what our guides are saying. It could be on any topic, but come find us, and I hope you enjoyed this. Thanks so much for joining us.